You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Always good to come before you every Saturday morning and talk about the things of our precious Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Just wanted to tell you today, first of all, that the Lord loves you. Don't you know that above all things? Jesus loves you, has a plan for you, has promises for you. I just want you to know that. I want you to know that above all things today, that you are loved. If you're listening to this program and you're seeking God in any way, I just want to tell you that He loves you, that He cares about you, that He is pursuing you. If you think you're pursuing Him, He is pursuing you. He has a plan for you. He has a life for you. Just hang in there and trust Him. Well, look, if you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up 24/7. All you have to do is go to WCNO.com. Go scroll down on the left-hand side, you'll see the words On Demand. Click on that, and then just go to the calendar, and you'll see Lifeline there every Saturday morning, and just click it on. So if you get anything out of the program, and you have friends scattered anywhere in the world, get up with them and tell them they can tune in, they can pick the program up anytime. If it helps you, let it help someone else through you. In other words, you preach, you teach, you take the word forward. You can do that. You can help people. If you're getting anything out of the world and it's feeding you, you know someone else needs to hear the same thing for the Lord that you hear. So pass it on. Thank you so much for that. Well, look, if you have a problem today, no matter what's going on in your life out there, if you're hurting, if you're broken, if you just need somebody to listen to you, somebody to pray with you, that is what I'm here for. And our phone number is 221-1100. That's 221-1100. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8990. You give me a call. I'll be more than glad to pray with you, for you, listen to you. Anything I can do to help you, be more than glad to do that. Look, I want to talk to you today about the Word of God and the power that is in the Word of God. You would just be surprised how much power, how much authority is actually in what God has to say. It's the greatest source of knowledge, the greatest source of wisdom the world's ever known, is what God has to say. I mean, it's marvelous, it's wonderful, it will help your life, no matter what condition you're in. The Word of God will always help your life. It edifies you, builds you up, perfects you, okay? I notice most people I know that truly live the Christian life and not just go to church. These are people that really walk it out, that live for the Lord Jesus, that really live for God, that trust Him, always have the Word of God working in their life. They seem to have noticeable peace and rest about them. They always know in depth the Word of God. Listen, this is really true. I've concluded that people that know the Word of God have strength, power, and wisdom above everyone else. If it were not of great value, they would not pursue it. Let's talk about this today. I study people. I notice the people that have rest, that have peace, that have direction in their life, that have any kind of security in their life, for the most part, are Christians. And they're not just people that go to church. They're people that read the Word of God, listens to what God has to say, pays attention, and walks. They believe Him, and they trust Him, and they order their life according to the Word of God. They will have rest, they'll have peace, they'll have joy, they'll have strength, and their life will have some kind of order about it. I've really noticed that. I mean, I really watch people because I'm a minister. So I watch people that are doing well, that seem to have rest, that seem to have peace, and Christians, and they will be the ones that read the Word of God, hear what He says, believe Him, trust Him, and walk it out, and they will prosper through that. Then I see other people, and I've met many people that don't know God that seem to be doing well, don't get me wrong. But the people that I've ministered to over the years, for the most part, when their lives are kind of a wreck, It's people that don't know the Lord, have no direction, have no instruction for their life, just don't know how to touch God. And listen to these promises. Psalms 119, 105, the psalmist said, "The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." I'll take that every time. What is more valuable than that? The word of God will shine a light on your path and tell you where to step and help you to get there. That is valuable. That is just unreal valuable. And Jesus said, "My word is spirit, and it is life." I'll take that kind of life every time. Come and let it light up your life. Let it light a light for you. You know, what he's really saying here, he's giving you real life. The word is a lamp. The word is a light. The word will direct. The word will keep you. The word will comfort you. John 10:27, Jesus said, "My sheep," my people, "they hear my voice." They hear my voice. You know how they hear his voice? They listen to what he has to say. They read his word. They hear my voice. His word as well as his spirit is his voice. But you generally won't hear by the spirit unless you know the word of God. You know why that is? When you take in the word of God, then that gives the Holy Spirit something to work with. He can lead, he can guide, he can speak, and he can give you direction because the word is in you. If you don't read the word of God, you don't know what God is saying. It's really hard to direct your life. It really is like sitting you out on a football field and make a touchdown you've never done before. It ain't going to work. But if you read the word of God and listen and trust the Lord, then he can just gently nudge you in the right direction. Speak to you in that still small voice. Lead and guide and direct your life. But you have, Jesus said, he takes the things of me, shows them unto you. But if you don't know the things of Jesus, he can't do that. He reveals you, reminds you of what God has said, what the Word is saying. He is the Holy Spirit is the director, like you would direct a beautiful oyster. He is the director of the Word of God. He might even say he's the manager of the Word of God. He's the overseer of the Word of God. He takes the things of Jesus, shows them unto you, but you really have to get into the Word and listen and learn before he can direct your life. The Word will protect you. It'll be your rear guard. The psalmist said, "The words have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." The word will keep you clean and pure. You know, it's really amazing how I run into a man. I walk every day just about. And when I see people out and I get a chance to witness to them a little bit, I try to do it. I'm walking the other day. I met this nice man. He was just kind of standing at the end of his driveway. It kind of felt like he was, under some situation or something. I'm 50 years old, and I said, "How you doing?" And he told me he's doing all right. And I said, "Do you know the Lord Jesus?" And he said, "Well, I'm out here trying to pray now. I have a situation in my life and just trying to see what to do and all this stuff." And so I just began to talk to him a little bit. And said, "Well, look, what can I pray about for you? How can I pray for you? What is your..." Oh, when I said, "Do you know the Lord Jesus?" "Oh, yes, I'm named after St. Michael." He flips this thing out from under his shirt, and he has a plaque he wears around his neck. "St. Michael." "Oh, yeah," he said, "no, I'm well. I'm named after St. Michael." "Oh, yeah, I know God. Yeah, I know God. Yeah, I'm named after St. Michael. I mean, yeah, I know him. I said, "Well, let me ask you something. What can I really pray for you about today? What, do you have a need? If so, how can I pray for you?" He said, "Well, I don't have peace and I don't have rest." He said, "I just really need peace. I just really need rest." I said, "Well, look, there's a promise here for you in the Bible." He said, "You know, God, well, here's a promise." Jesus said in John 14:16, he said, "I will pray the Father. He will send another comforter." Well, see, there it is. I said, "He'll give you rest. He'll give you peace." I said, Jesus said, "He will be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it can't see him, neither knows him, but you know him. He dwells with you and shall be in you." I said, "Look, that great promise you have right there." I said, "You can have peace." I said, "What was that now?" I said, "That was John 14:16. He said, "John 14:16, is that in Revelations?" So, I mean, he had no concept of the Word of God. Had no clue what God has to say. But yeah, he was a nice guy, good fella, thought he was all right. He was named after St. Michael, and he wore that plaque. But he was proud of it. I mean, he wanted to do right. I would say he was a nice, good man. But he had no concept of how to get peace, how to get rest, and he had no clue what the Word of God has. He probably never read it. He probably heard about the book of Revelation, so like the rest of us, opened it up, got scared, and closed it, never looked at it again. Because that's all he knew. He said, well, John 14:16, is that in Revelation? You know what I mean? He just had no clue about God. So really, what I'm trying to say is to have the peace, to have the rest, to have the hope for our lives, we have to get into the Word of God. We have to hear what God is saying to us. He is the source of all wisdom, the source of the greatest wisdom that there is. It's from the Almighty God. So you need to know what he has to say. The Word is what Father God desires to say to all mankind. Now, he's the speaker here in the Bible. He knows everything, and he owns everything. It's his world. He inspires all the words of the Bible. It's really God's story. I mean, really, it really is a book of God. I think about it once in a while, I think, my Lord, how have you done this? From all that we know, we can count for 7,000 years. You have put this Word together and preserved it for us. And put it in order, and had it put just like you wanted it, and put it in our hands. I mean, that is a magnificent thing that we can hear what Father God wants to say to us through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, because we have his words. We can read them, we own them, we have them, we can purchase them. It's a wonderful thing that we have what God wants us to hear. I love this verse in Revelation 4:11. It says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, power, and praise. For you have created all things for your pleasure. And for your pleasure they are and were created. Listen, through his word, he wants to tell you all things and share all things with you. He wants to use the word to establish and prosper you, to walk you through life on a good, solid path. It's his book of instructions for your life. Oh, God is good. God is good. He loves you. I want you to know that above all things, you are loved and you have a place, and God has given you a book of instructions where you can get there and find rest, find hope, find peace. Look, if you're out here today and you're struggling and you don't have this rest and hope and peace because your kids are out there starting out on drugs and you're just really going through a hard time, if you need somebody to pray with you and for you, I'll be more than glad to do that. I really will. Our phone number here is 221-1100. 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. Give me a call. I'll agree with you. I'll stand with you. I'll pray for you, and I'll fight for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Look, 2 Peter 1:3 says this. The Word says he has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Now that's me. That's everything. All things that pertain to life and all things pertain to godliness, God has given to us through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and to virtue. His words reveal to us the secrets of getting and receiving all things. We get them through knowledge. Can you hold on just a moment? I'll be right back with you. This is Bob. Can I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like for you to pray for my entire family for healing and prosperity and deliverance.
All right, let me ask them. Will you turn the radio down? Because I hear an echo in there. So turn the radio down if you will. And what is your name, if you don't mind me asking?
Cassandra.
Cassandra. Okay, Cassandra. Look, evidently you know the Lord because the things you're asking is exactly what everybody needs. So you know the Lord yourself, right?
Yes.
But you have issues in your family. Is that true?
I'm sorry?
But you have issues with your family, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you know, we live in a fallen world, no doubt about that. You know these things, but the devil's out here to kill, steal, destroy. And he's always trying to attack you and always hurt your family. And if they're not rooted in the Word of God, it's easy for him to do that. But listen, I want to tell you this, Cassandra. You're the one with the strength here because you're the one asking, you're the one seeking, and you're the one knocking. You're the one that's saying, pray for me. You know how much authority and power is in that? The fact that you would go and ask for prayer. Now listen, God will work through you. Here's how he'll work through you now. You just keep doing what you're doing. Every time you say a kind word, an encouraging word to your family, trying to direct them to God, you do that. In the meantime, Your strength and your power is what you do not in prayer. You keep praying for them, and not only pray for them, but you claim their life. You call their name out and say, look, I'm taking Junior here in the name of Jesus. I'm claiming him for the kingdom of God. I'm not going to lose. I'm not going to let him go. I'm going to fight the good fight, okay? Yeah. So you're the one with the strength and power because you're the one asking. Remember that now. It's going to depend on you. Yeah. You need to know that. You need to know that you have power with God, that you have strength in God, because you care about your family. Yeah. You care, right. God cares. You care, God cares. I'm going to pray for you now, Cassandra. Okay? What I'm going to do is just get in an agreement now with you. Now, what you're going to be doing and how you're going to go about praying and fighting for this family, I am in agreement with you. Okay, well, the Bible says where two or more are gathered, two or more agree is touching anything of my Father, it'll be done. So we're going to agree, you and I, okay, for your family. Is that all right? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we come together today to just plead for a family, Father God. Just, Father God, just ask you to go ahead now and stretch your hand out and find these family members that she's talking about. And, Father, put a seal of protection about it. When she prays, let the seal be enlarged. When she prays, let the bubble of them be enlarged. When she prays, put somebody in their life to witness, somebody in their life to change them. Whatever it takes, Father God, let the power in prayer come forth out of her lips, out of her mouth. Cover her family, Father God. Seal off that family that she's praying for. You said when you pray, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, you believe you receive it. You believe you have it, you'll receive it. Well, she believes because she wouldn't be calling here. She knows where the power source is. She knows it's you. Honor this lady's prayer and petition, Father God, and bless her and give her her entire family as her inheritance, and then let that entire family begin to multiply and bring others, Father, because the desire in her heart to bring her family to you, you can honor that and you will. I prophesy that to her. Now you will honor her prayer. Thank you, Father, in Jesus. God bless you. Have a great day. The Lord bless you. All right. I forgot where I was, but we'll start somewhere. Okay. All right, what we're talking about here is Peter. 1 Peter 1:3, the Word says he has given to us all things. That's everything we need now that pertains to life. Now, that is a big promise. Can you believe that? God gives us everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness. If it pertains to life, he supplies it. If it pertains to him, he supplies it through the knowledge of him. Excuse me. That has called us to glory and virtue. His words reveal to us the secrets of getting and receiving all things. We get them through knowledge. Like this lady, she knows God is her source, her only source. She knows where to go. The only power she has over this family to help them is the Almighty God. And she prays and she asks. Just let me point that out to you. God is your source. So we receive everything through the knowledge by just knowing him. Now, that would be everything that pertains to your life. I mean, that's everything you need, really, and to live godly. We get the knowledge by hearing what he has to say. Now, that's big, isn't it? We get our knowledge by knowing and hearing what God has to say. It's a great thing to be able to apply his knowledge to your situation. Now, that's big. You take the knowledge of God. He knows everything. He has everything. You apply that to your situation. I'm trying to tell you, God wants to talk to you through his word today. He really does. He wants you to get into the word and listen to what he says and trust him in it. Now, if you'll listen and trust him in it, he can work it out in your life. He can bring it to pass. If you don't listen, you don't seek him, you don't know him, how can he speak to you? How can he direct your life? Really, get into the word of God. It has more value than anything you can ever imagine. Listen, I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about here. That really, it is the lamp to your feet, a light to your path. The entrance of the word brings light. Now think about that. When you read the word of God and you take it in, it brings light. And it enters you. Listen to me. Has it entered you, my friend? Is your path lit up? It should be. The entrance of the word brings light. If you're taking the word of God, it'll bring light. It'll light a path for you. How are things? How's your life? Listen, as I tell you about the God's plan and see if it's working well for you. If not, you're probably missing out on what he is saying. If God's plan is not working in your life, either you don't know what he said or you're not properly applying it. That's really true. That's right, too. So we have promises, his word. He backs his word. He stands behind his word. Everything he says, he stands behind. Listen, if the word has priority in your life, it should be a shining light on your path. It should bring you direction, and it should bring life. I mean, real life, the life of God, which is peace, rest, joy, prosperity. You know, this, I noticed the lady, what you call her, she asked for prosperity for her family. Well, that's what the word of God will do for you, okay? You know, your thinking will change for the better. You'll make better decisions. If you're taking the word of God, you'll make better choices. You'll make better decisions. You really will. That'll help you to prosper in every area of your life. If you can make better decisions, if you can make better choices, it'll help you to prosper. The word will show your feet where to step. That's a big thing. And it'll keep you on the right path. That's a big thing. You know, even a flashlight can be changed in a dark room. Listen, if you're taking the light of God, it'll light your life up. It really will. It'll make things clear for you. I mean, you'll see a troubled world. The world is not going to change. The world is absolutely a disaster. We know that. We know Satan is the prince of power of the air. We know he's the prince of this world. We know that, but we are not his. We're in the kingdom. If we're Christians, we're in the kingdom of God. It's a light place. There's no darkness in us, even though you can see the darkness in the world. The light will shine down in your heart. You won't let the darkness influence your life, but you'll let the light of God lead and guide and direct your life. Have you thought of the word as a powerful life? It can be. It can be powerful life. The Lord quickened the word to me years ago. I've ordered my life by it. God's word is the greatest treasure and greatest value of my life. It has delivered everything that it promised. Really, I do. You know, I order my life by the word of God. I do. Because I have to. I know his truth. I know he's the one who can help me. I've been in situations only the Lord. And what he says would lead me out. He's a wonderful God. Listen, he loves you. He wants to direct you. Put it this way. If you have children, don't you? This lady, this call, she wants the best for her family. Well, what do you think God wants? You're his family. You're his son. You're his daughter. You're his child. Oh, my, he wants the best for you. If you just listen to him. You have to receive it. If your children don't listen to you, they can't walk in the blessings that you're praying over their life or the good instructions you're giving them. If we don't listen to God, we can't receive his blessings. We can't receive his instructions. God is good and he will be good to you. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth. Listen, purified 7 times. That's big. How much better can it get than that? The word of God is a pure word. Purified 7 times. Wow. Tried in the furnace. Oh, my. It's wonderful. It says his word above his name. Does that tell you anything? Oh, you can trust him. You can trust this kind of God. And this is a God you can trust. This is a God you can hold on to. Think about the power of the word. When your heart is full of the word of God, it'll overcome your old sorry sinful life. If you have a sin problem, the infilling of the word in your heart will push it away. It leaves very little room for sin. Oh, this is big. This is good. The whole world needs to hear what I'm saying, right? I'm telling you. The world needs to hear what I'm saying. I need to hear what I'm saying. The whole world needs to turn their life over and trust the Lord God. Psalms 119:89 says, "Forever, O Lord, the word is settled in heaven." And it's not going to change, my friend. So you might as well get with it. Get it down into your heart and believe it. Let's talk about this. It's a rope you can hang on to. It's an anchor that will secure you. And it's a stabilizer that will keep you balanced. That's what the word of God is to you. Or it's precious. Or it's valuable. Isaiah 48 says, "The word of God shall stand forever." You know there's nothing else will stand forever. The word of God will stand forever. This is an anchor for you, man. This is something you can grab a hold of. This is something you hold on to. Matthew 24:35, Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away." Look, listen to this. Nothing else in life that's this short. When the heavens are gone, when the earth is gone, God can say, "I told you so." That's really true. His word will stand there. He can say, "I told you so." The word will still stand. Heaven and earth can pass away. This is the words of Jesus now, Matthew 24:35. "But my word shall never pass away." Well, that's powerful. If you can learn to trust what Jesus is saying, your life can change today. You can start a new life today. Just by trusting the words of the Master. John 14:24, Jesus said, And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. Listen to this. These are the words of the Almighty. Every word Jesus spoke was really, he first came from the mouth of the Almighty God, and Jesus delivered it unto us. We can say all of the heaven backs his word. I heard a statement from a rabbi that goes something like this lately. The words of man that represent God today have overpowered and overshadowed the word of God. Men are starving us out, he said. There's a true famine for the word of God. That's really true. We are so busy with life. We are so busy listening to smart men, wise men. It's crowning and pushing away the word of God. Oh, we need the word of God, my friend. Get grounded in the word of God. John 4:24, Jesus said, God is spirit. Jesus said, my word is spirit, and it is life. So the life of God flows out of the word of God to us. Paul called him the invisible God in Colossians 1:15. Look, God's life, God's spirit flows into our life by his word. We take in the word. Jesus said, my word is spirit, and it's life. When you take in the word, you're taking in the spirit, the life of God itself, the spirit and the life of Jesus. You're taking in the words of the master. God is spirit. So his spirit, his word, must touch our spirit and influence our flesh to work. If you pick up the words and run with them, you will score every time. Can you hear that? If you pick up the word of God and run with it, you will score every time. John 17:7, Jesus said, Father, I have given them the words that you gave me. Think about that. Jesus came to bring us what God has to say. That's what he said. I have given them the words that you gave me. I finished the work you gave me to do. You know what the work was? Not only to save us, but come down and reveal God to us. Give us the word of God. Think about this. Jesus gave you the words of life for your life. He gave you the word of the Almighty God. He gave you the word of our Heavenly Father. You care about your children? How much more does Father care about you? You want to protect your children, direct your children, secure your children? How much more does Father God care about you and direct your life and direct your children, care about your children? Oh, he's great today. He's wonderful. You just need to really know and get into his word and just get a handle on it and trust. Just begin to trust and walk it out, and you'll see. It'll be a lamp to your feet. It'll be a light to your path. It'll bring peace. It'll bring joy. It'll bring rest. Look, we need help financially in this ministry. If you can spare a few dollars, we need to help pay our program here. It's very simple. Just whatever you can spare, we appreciate it very much. It's Lifeline, Box 1603, Desert Beach, 34958. Now that's pretty easy. Lifeline, 1603, Desert Beach, 34958. Get it again now. Lifeline, 1603. Justin Beach, 34958. Or email us. If there's anything I can help you, I can pray for you. I don't send out newsletters. I do not. But anything I can help you with, give me. You know, if you have anything on your heart, just email me at trylifeline@gmail.com. One word, trylifeline@gmail.com. Email me. Send me an email. If you don't like what I'm saying, tell me so. If you like what I'm saying, tell me so. But send me an email, trylifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. That's pretty easy. TryLifeline@gmail.com. You can't forget that. I'm going to put it in your mind. You won't forget it. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Or don't forget to support the ministry. Now it's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Look, we love you. We appreciate you. We'll be with you again next week. In the meantime, trust the Lord. Pray. Seek him with all of your heart. Get into his word. Listen to him as he directs your path. I know it's a busy, terrible world out there, but look, if you get into the word of God, it will be that lamp that he promised, that light that he promised. It will help you. Start today, okay? God loves you and wants you to know his word. And God bless you. We'll see you next week. Now, have a great work. Have a great life. May the blessing of the Lord be upon you today.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.